Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last night, Steph Curry led the Golden State Warriors in a 96-88 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder, clinching a spot in the NBA Finals. They'll face the Cleveland Cavaliers, as they did last year in the final series, which starts on Thursday. Now, Curry sank three free throws and a three-pointer in the game's final moments. But in addition to some dazzling moves on the court, this year, the NBA playoffs have also been showing off some fancy moves on the technology front. The league has teamed up with Intel to create 3D views of some replays, allowing broadcast outlets to freeze the video and rotate the view. Well, joining me now with more on this innovation and other applications of 3D video is John Carroll, Boston University professor of mass communication. John, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So, John, some of our listeners have undoubtedly seen these 3D replays, but for those who haven't, let's hear a little bit of Intel's promotional video on this. It starts out with a highlight clip of players dunking and sportscaster Marv Albert narrating.
In every game, there are moments worthy of another look.
Get it!
From every angle in the house.
The player's frozen in midair, the video rotates 90 degrees, and then another 90 degrees. You can see every angle. It's very much like playing basketball in the Matrix, I think. And then they roll the tape again, and he finishes the dunk.
Experience 360-degree replay from Intel. Yes!
Yes, John, how does it work?
Well, what they have is dozens of high-definition cameras all around the court, and they take the video of the action from all those different angles. Intel has the technological capability to stitch them all together and provide what they call a 3D viewing experience.
And that's the great thing, right? Because they can stitch it all together very fast to make it a virtual instant replay.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So where are people seeing these?
They see it in game broadcasts. They see it on NBA.com, the NBA app, and through social media. I should say that the NBA isn't the only one doing this. All kinds of sports teams have experimented with this kind of technology. Some of it's more sophisticated than others.
Okay, but the 3D approach obviously isn't just restricted to sports, although very exciting use there on basketball courts and baseball diamonds. How are news organizations, for example, using virtual reality video and this 3D video in their digital platforms?
Yeah, I should say the 3D, 360, virtual reality, they're all kind of used interchangeably, but it's all catnip to media organizations. The New York Times is knee-deep in virtual reality. They've had a big commitment to it. They're pretty far ahead of a lot of other news organizations. They do everything from international reporting to arts and culture features. USA Today has launched a regularly scheduled news show called Virtually There. Washington Post has interactive virtual reality video and all kinds of broadcast outlets, ABC, CNN, Frontline, Hulu. All of them are jumping in here because what they want to do is provide something new, but also something immersive that people will engage with, that will capture their attention.
Hmm. Well, tech companies are obviously jumping on the VR bandwagon. They kind of are the bandwagon, I'd say, right? Google, of course, has that cardboard VR viewer. Facebook purchased Oculus Rift, a very high-end virtual reality system. Who else is getting into the field?
Well, first, Facebook is also getting into 360-degree photos and 360-degree audio. So they're trying to get all the platforms, all the senses. PlayStation 4 is introducing a VR headset in October. It doesn't work all that well, I understand, with PlayStation 4 as it is. An upgrade probably is called for. There's some confusion over whether Apple's going to jump into this or not. Some say yes, some say no. One of the theories is that Apple will try to adapt some of its current technology to virtual reality.
Mm. Now, John, of course, with any new technology, which is, you know, it's probably going to become its own medium, right? This
right.
kind of VR 3D experience, the money's going to follow. So what about advertising?
Advertisers are scrambling, desperately trying to figure out how to work their way into VR videos and also onto these platforms. I mean, advertisers are like death and taxes. If there's an audience, they're going to find them. So they're lagging behind a little bit, but they'll be there. There's no worry about that.
You can only imagine what it would be like to have a virtual reality 3D. I'm interchanging these. They're not totally
right.
interchangeable, but like a 3D experience of a car ad or something.
And travel companies and real estate companies and all kinds of businesses are looking at this as a way to promote their products in a whole different, much more vivid way.
Mm. Well, at least for now, we can see it on display on the basketball courts.
For up to seven more games anyway.
Exactly. It'll be great to see it. Well, John Carroll is a mass communication professor at Boston University. We've got a link to his Campaign Outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.